Greetings and welcome to my channel, The Existential Chef. I'm Dr. Pradeep Ramaiah, your guide on this journey of mindset, wellness, and personal transformation. My ideas and observations are brought to life through conversations between the existential chef and his co-host, Arya. Together, they explore concepts and use relatable insights to break down life's challenges, making them much easier to digest. So, let's get ready to reimagine, redefine, and reignite your life. Life has this uncanny way of throwing moments at us, moments when you feel completely and utterly overwhelmed. It's like standing under a torrential downpour and you've got no umbrella. Nothing seems to hold anymore. Money worries, career pressures, strained relationships, unexpected health issues. They all pile on, and suddenly you're left trying to hold it all, but it's slipping through your fingers.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I've been there, definitely been there. I remember this one time. Oh, it was a complete mess. I had just started a new job, moved apartments, and my mom fell ill all at the same time. I was losing sleep, falling behind at work, feeling guilty at home. I just didn't have the mental bandwidth, you know. Everything about me felt out of whack.
Exactly. And the reality is, Arya, when you, or anyone for that matter, feels overwhelmed like that, what's really happening is a deeper misalignment. I call it the vital axis, the interconnectedness of your body, mind, spirit, and soul. When they're in alignment, you feel balanced, in control, at peace, even amid challenges. But when one or more falls out of sync, well, it can manifest as stress, indecision, or emotional turmoil. Sometimes even physical health issues like high blood pressure, fatigue, or worse.
Okay, hold on. So you're saying it's not just the stuff piling up around me, but something inside that's like misfiring?
Yes, precisely. The external circumstances are often just a trigger. What's crucial to understand is how these elements within the body, the mind, the spirit, and the soul interact and support each other. When they're not in harmony, that's when chaos sneaks in.
Right, that makes sense. But how do you even start fixing something like that? I mean, the idea sounds great, but where do you even begin?
You begin with what I call ARIA, A-R-I-A, a guiding framework, if you will, to realign the vital axis and regain that sense of control. Authenticity, resonance, insight, and awareness. Four pillars holding us upright, even when the storms hit. As we explore each, you'll see how these can bring clarity and balance back into your life. ARIA, as I like to put it, is both a compass and a recipe, a way of navigating life and creating something meaningful from its raw ingredients.
All right, I love that, ARIA. Sounds poetic, but practical. I mean, I'm curious, do we dive into one of these first?
Ah, naturally. Let's start with the first, authenticity. Authenticity. The foundation of ARIA is where we begin, ARIA. It's about aligning with your true self. You were curious earlier about how to start, and this is it. The courage to embrace yourself fully by acknowledging both your strengths and vulnerabilities, even those imperfections. You can start building a life that reflects your core truth. Authenticity isn't about being flawless. It's about living in a way that honors who you are, your values, and your purpose.
Yeah, that's such a big one. I think a lot of the time people, including me, kind of get caught up in what they think they're supposed to be, right? There was this phase in my 20s when I kept taking jobs I hated because, you know, I thought I should. Ugh, what a mess. And yeah, I was indecisive all the time, second-guessing every step, just drained, like constantly.
That's precisely what happens when we live out of alignment with our soul, the compass of our values, and the ultimate guide to authenticity. Any action or decision that strays from that compass creates internal disharmony. And that disharmony, dear Arya, is the root of indecisiveness, regret, even a depletion of energy or unhappiness. To live authentically is to embrace and honor your unique path.
Right, so when I finally stopped trying to fit into this box of like what I should be, oh my God, it was freeing. I could literally feel my energy come back. My decisions weren't easier exactly, but I felt way less torn, you know?
Exactly. When you align your thoughts, emotions, and actions with who you truly are, there's a harmony that emerges, a solidity that keeps you grounded. That's why authenticity is the first pillar. Now let's move to the next one, resonance.
Ooh, okay, tell me.
Resonance, Arya, is the art of choosing thoughtful responses over impulsive reactions. Life throws countless challenges our way, and our natural instinct might be to react immediately, often emotionally. But true resilience comes from taking a breath, detaching thoughtfully, and responding with clarity. It's about finding harmony within life's rhythm, even amidst the chaos.
Okay, wait, pause. I've got to say, that's huge. Oh, I've had my fair share of meltdowns. Like, there was this one time when my friend and I had this massive misunderstanding. Instead of texting her back calmly, I sent this angry, ranty message. Ugh, instant regret. I mean, total energy drain.
Exactly. When we react impulsively, the energy cost is significant. It weakens the spirit, leaving us vulnerable to regret, anger, or unhappiness. But by cultivating thoughtful detachment, stepping back, we foster a broader perspective that allows us to see the bigger picture and respond with wisdom instead of emotion.
So it's less chaos, more clarity.
Precisely. Resonance transforms conflict into opportunity, chaos into harmony. And that brings us to insight, the mind's lens for perceiving and interpreting the world.
The mind's lens? Okay, this sounds intense. Go on, I'm intrigued.
Insight is about moving beyond reactive thinking. You see, Arya, a mind guided by insight can transform fear into courage, anxiety into clarity, and challenges into opportunity. Instead of being overwhelmed by problems, you start to see patterns. You gain the ability to uncover solutions, possibilities that were hidden before.
Oh, total aha moment. Like, shifting perspective, right? I once had a boss who'd drive me completely mad. But then one day, I tried looking at things from her side, and wow, suddenly her actions started to make sense, even if I didn't agree with them. It made the workplace way less stressful for me.
Exactly, Arya. That shift in perspective, well, that's the power of insight. It allows you to embrace uncertainty with clarity and move through life with intention. And finally, we come to awareness, the culmination of Arya.
Awareness, huh? Let me guess. It's like being conscious of everything?
Well, almost. Awareness is a conscious understanding of your thoughts, emotions, and behaviors, a stepping back to observe them with clarity and compassion. Instead of being driven by impulse or habit, awareness allows you to respond intentionally, aligning your choices with your values.
Oh yeah, like the time I stopped doom scrolling Twitter during stressful moments and started meditating instead. Honestly, game changer.
Absolutely. In practicing awareness, you create harmony across your body, mind, spirit, and soul, all interconnected. When one is out of sync, it manifests as stress or indecision. But when they're in alignment, the results are transformative. You operate with ease, clarity, and energy.
Okay, I love this. It's like taking charge of your inner chaos, completely empowering.
Ah, awareness truly is the final pillar that ties Arya together, Arya. Remember what you said about trading doom scrolling for meditation? That was a perfect example of stepping back from the noise, of observing your own habits and choosing differently. It's in those moments that we regain control, responding to life's challenges with clarity instead of being swept away by them.
Totally. I mean, when you think about it, awareness kind of feels like the pause button, right? Like without it, you're just stuck on autopilot.
Exactly. And that pause, it's powerful. Awareness allows you to recognize your stressors before they take a toll on you physically or emotionally. Take chronic stress, for example. It's well documented how it impacts the body. High blood pressure, weakened immunity, inflammation, and other ailments. But with awareness, you identify those triggers early, process your emotions, and let go of unnecessary burdens.
Oh, like how sometimes I'll catch myself spiraling, like worrying about a work thing, and then I just stop and take a deep breath. Doesn't fix everything, but it does help, you know?
Absolutely. And when you pair awareness with intentional action, you start to see how controlling your internal state can even, well, seemingly alter your external circumstances. You might not control what happens to you, but...
But you can totally control how you respond. Yeah, I've noticed that when I'm calm, people around me react differently too. Like it changes the whole vibe.
Precisely. A calm, aware mind fosters presence and balance. And this balance makes navigating major life transitions, new jobs, parenting, maybe something else entirely, far less daunting. When you nurture that internal alignment, even the most challenging external factors begin to lose their grip.
That's really empowering, like realizing you've got this whole control panel inside of you. It's not about fixing everything, but about managing yourself better.
Well said, Arya. Awareness creates harmony between your body, mind, spirit, and soul, what we've called the vital axis. When these elements are in sync, everything else feels manageable. You move through life with more ease, energy, and clarity. It truly is transformative.
So, kind of like a superpower, huh? Awareness, the secret weapon for life's chaos.
Indeed. And as we reflect on ARIA, authenticity, resonance, insight, and awareness, these pillars offer a framework to realign yourself, to live intentionally and harmoniously. Remember, Arya, who you are, and more importantly, the world around you is shaped by how you think, how you feel, and how you act.
Okay, I'm just going to say it. This has been amazing. Like, genuinely. I feel so inspired right now.
I'm glad to hear that, Arya. Realigning with ARIA is a lifelong process, not a one-time fix. But each step you take is a step towards living with balance and intention.
And on that note, I think it's fair to say we've cooked up something pretty incredible today. Right, Chef?
Quite right, Arya. Thank you to everyone joining us today. May Arya guide you to not just survive life, but thrive within it. And remember, you have the power within you to create something extraordinary. Until next time, take care. And, well, happy cooking.